I can have a hood on if I want.
You can. I am not saying you are not allowed to have a hood on.
It's a free country.
For you.
Sort of, yes. For the white man. That's why I said it. Okay. Okay.
Beautiful.
Five.
Four.
Three.
Two.
And one.
One.
Hello world, hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
Ladies and gentlemen, mesdames, messieurs, bienvenue, welcome to the happy hour.
Are you recording?
Yeah, I
Okay.
am recording.
Okay, I'm just
So
checking.
there.
I'm just checking.
I don't know, I double checked. Actually,
I
OBS
was.
updated before I
Oh.
even could get started.
Oh.
How about them apples? Do you like them
Okay.
apples?
Speaking of apples, there's a Ludacrisp apple and I want one really bad.
I'm Matt Damon.
What?
I'm Matt Damon. Do you like those apples? How about these apples? Or is that Ben
What
Affleck?
movie is that from?
That's a oh no, it's such a good movie with Robin Williams.
Oh yeah, that's not one of the ones I'm thinking of then, I think.
Oh, it's the one where they're in Boston and the guy's a super genius. Goodwill Hunting.
Oh, I've only seen that one time.
Decent movie. Decent movie. Thing is, we're gonna be talking about the Habs. And we gotta catch up on some news.
Yes.
Avec la Canadienne. Welcome back to the podcast, everybody.
What is the shadow?
Happy hour, listeners.
What
All
have I
14
turned
of you. I've counted you individually by IP address. Actually, I can't do that. I don't know how to do that. That stuff's crazy. I'm
That's
sure I
creepy.
could, but like the time required is just
I'm not that creepy.
beyond.
Davis.
I am super white. Creepy, I meant. I'm a ball at playgrounds and choice elementary schools. My name's David O'Jay. I'm at Metal Dave 01 on Threads and Instagram at that, because they're like that. And I'm joined as always by Bath.
Hello, I'm at
Oh.
HIVERHUIT on Twitter and at Eliza underscore BTHAN on Instagram.
Fuck
If you
yeah.
so choose.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, whichever one everyone's happy with these days, you keep on rocking. It's all good. We're the happy hour. At Happy Hour Pod on Threads and Instagram, YouTube.com/happy hour and happyhour.com. It took us a bit of time to get another episode together since everyone just had crazy schedules, but we're back without Veronica. It happens. And let's see, our last episode was on March of the 6th. We had just won against the Predators in OT. That's a fun time, I think. Which was then followed by a game against the hated Carolina Hurricanes that nobody likes. Followed by yet another game against the hated Toronto Maple Leafs, which nobody likes.
Nobody likes them.
Which is followed by I
Imagine.
triumph against the Columbus Blue Jackets, which was not expected given how that game started.
No.
Followed then by a loss. Which was pretty good, all things considered, against the Bruins. And then a terrible, ugly, disgusting defeat this past weekend against the Calgary Flames.
Yeah. Also. Okay, admittedly, I did not listen to last week to the last episode, but the happy hour turned six.
Seven, I
Seven,
think.
seven, seven, yes.
Maybe eight if we're really thinking
Wait.
about it. 2016. No.
No.
2018?
2018, yeah.
Yeah, 2018. So
2018.
you're right,
Six.
six. You're way on more on the money than I am.
It's the
Excellent.
6 year
Yeah.
anniversary of our first episode. We've had more seasons than six,
Correct. Correct.
but the podcast is now in first grade.
Happy birthday to Happy Hour. That was on March the 10th, this past Sunday.
Yes, there were no games.
I was in Montreal.
I'm glad one of us was.
Wait, am I lying? I am lying. I was not in Montreal. I was in Montreal this past weekend, but last week for the 10th, I was here doing shit that I don't recall, honestly. As usual. Like, what the hell does one do 2 weeks ago? I don't know. Jeez, I'm crow. Come on now.
Anyway, back to hockey.
But I am very curious to see what I was doing. Remember that was daylight savings time. So much fun.
Yay.
Yay.
Awesome. I was eating Greek food.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a local place that has a full vegan Greek menu.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Happy to hear it. Yeah, cool. Let's see.
Anyway.
So I think the main thing, there's actually two things that happened just recently. I mean, there's tons of stuff we can talk about in the past like 2 weeks, but the most pertinent news right now is Martin St-Louis leave of absence from the team due to family reasons that nobody knows. And we contacted all of our insiders and they said, I have a gun to my head and I cannot share the information.
There's been speculation. A player let something slip during an interview. I did not see this interview because I think it was on the French feed. And
wasn't this today?
This was Saturday.
Okay.
It was during an intermission interview. I did not see it because I think it was on the French feed. And I can never get the French feed unless I do illegal things. And sometimes I just don't feel like doing illegal things.
Do them.
It's something to do with one of Marty's sons. He has three. Two are in their teens and one is 20. We don't know which son. We don't know what the circumstances are. We just hope that everything turns out okay.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody is safe and happy. And as long as it takes, however long Marty needs to be gone. And then while that's happening, Mike Matheson's twin is taking over coaching duties until Martin returns.
And that would be one Trevor Letowski, who was brought onto the Habs, oh my God, 3-4 seasons ago now that I'm starting to think about it.
Yeah. I always forget his name. I'm just always like, oh, that's other Mike Matheson. Mike Matheson's stunt double.
Yeah, it looks exactly like the guy. I mean, you can tell, like, whenever Matheson's having an off game, that's Letowski on the ice. It's absolutely true. Absolutely true. But, no, Mr. Letowski, he got picked up by the Habs. Oh, no, not that. Well, yeah, 2021. Yeah, picked up by the Habs. So, 2-3 years ago.
2-ish years ago.
Yeah, that's fine. Good for them. His first game coaching was against the Flames this past Saturday. And just the Habs just didn't have it. Nope. Mm-mm, not against that one. Mike Backlund scores two. Douchebag. One on power play. Nazem Kadri got a goal. Jesus Christ. But Cole Caulfield got his first goal in a long time. That's something to be happy about. Habs almost had to come back. Cole Caulfield, David Savard. It was 3-2 Calgary after their two goals. Calgary's was Backlund, and Pospisil.
Pospisil. He looks like Dollarama Anakin Skywalker from the third prequel movie.
Damn, that is unfortunate because that guy does not work anymore. Not that he has to, frankly. He has Star Wars money. Could you imagine having Star Wars money?
Maybe Christensen works still. He's been in other stuff.
Yeah, like 15 years ago.
Whatever. He could still get it.
He had like two movies after that. One of them was that splitter or something or jumper movie.
Jumper, hold on.
Yeah, and then after that, I can't recall anything else he's did. Aside from a cameo in Ahsoka.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Actually, I appreciated that. That was cool.
Apparently, he was in The Rise of Skywalker as well. He was in The Last Man. He's been in movies since... He's been in a lot of stuff since
Have you Jumper. Heard of any of these movies?
Takers.
Oh, Takers.
I mean, I also have heard of the Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, that was also... That was like the last season of Game of Thrones in a movie.
Okay, fine.
So, all right, Habs, yeah, don't do too well against Calgary. The other games that we missed talking about, let's see here. The Predators, the game against the Predators like 2 weeks ago was great because the Habs broke that winning streak. The Preds have, but we're not going to talk about it. Followed then by the game against the Carolina Hurricanes. And God damn it, Freddie Anderson, man. That guy is a zombie.
I hate
He
him.
just comes out
I
of
love a
fucking
ginger. I love
nowhere.
a ginger, but God, he might try. It's his first game back.
However, God, that son of a bitch. Anyways, however, another goal for Joshua Waugh. Third of the season for him. Our black ace from the Laval Rocket. We're going to talk about the Rocket in a bit too.
Yes, I want it's I need to wait until it's probably it's close to close in the season now. But I want to so where the area that I live in the eastern seaboard of the United States, we have a gas station called Wawa.
Voila.
And I want to send Joshua Wa some Wawa merch. So maybe next season when I know where he's gonna be for a hot minute, I can send him some. Cause that'd be fun.
For training camp.
Huh?
For training camp,
Yeah,
obviously. We'll find
exactly.
him, no problem.
Yes.
Two Saturdays ago, Hockey Night in Canada, it was Habs and Leafs. And Habs could not make it, but they made a game out of it. They did
They
make a
did.
game out of it. That was let's
Game.
see, and you know what? It's kind of funny because I'm looking at the other games. The other game I think was the first of the season. 6-5 Toronto in the shootout. 3-2 Toronto over the Habs 2 Saturdays ago. Matheson starts up the scoring, followed by Bob McMahon, Max Domi, douchebag, followed by Alex Newhook. Again, Newhook's back, thank God.
Thank
And
God.
John Tavares broke the tie in the third period, and Habs couldn't recover from that. And fuck the Leafs. That's all I have to say about that. Yep. Bye. And then, okay, so this is followed then by the game against the Blue Jackets,
They didn't
which,
cream up
yeah,
second shutout of the
in
season
a row,
in a row.
absolutely crazy. Well, it now we know either. If Caden Primeau gets scored on, the Habs are losing that game. That is the only thing that we can like look forward to now. But the Habs scored 3 goals in, yeah, 6 minutes. First
Yeah,
period,
they said,
Gallagher.
fuck this.
Gallagher, Slafkovský, Waugh, again, his fourth of the season. And it was 3-0 for the remainder of the game. Columbus put 41 shots against Primeau, and he was like, no. I'm not going to allow it. So the Habs won it. Good for them. The Habs swept Columbus in the season series. They won all 3 games against them,
Less,
which
less.
is that is a horrendous record for the Columbus Blue Jackets, who are not
Yeah.
a great team currently, unfortunately.
No. I forget about them and then they show up and I'm like, you're annoying.
Exactly. I'm with you there.
The fucking cannon.
Oh yeah, they do still do that, don't they? Yeah, the poor Blue Jackets are 29th place, not that
Wait,
far
I
from
don't
the
even, are they
Habs.
in the Western Conference? Like, I don't even know.
Oh crap, how uh-oh. I would be shocked.
No, they're in the Eastern
Thank
Conference and
you.
they're last. They're last
Oh damn.
in the Eastern Conference.
Damn, we're barely
I think
better
wait.
than the Senators. Man, the most surprising thing are the Devils. What happened to them?
They lost Tyler Toffoli.
True. They're not a little teacup, short and stout. That's too bad. And freaking Maple Leafs, pull it together. God damn it, those sons of bitches. For like 2 weeks ago, I was like, oh, they're not going to make the wild card. Oh, well, now. Anyway. So that great game against Columbus was followed by a decent game against the Bruins. Habs force, oh Jesus Christ. Habs force overtime against the Bruins. I have to mark down something now. B-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-b-
Like that, like people, I feel like every year people like, oh, the rivalry is not there anymore. The rivalry is not there anymore. And then we see games like that.
Yeah, true.
That was fun.
This was the final meeting of the Habs and the Bruins this season. It was okay. So Danton Heinen opens it up for Boston, followed by Nick Suzuki, as one does, and it's a 1-1 game until overtime. Overtime starts. Jake DeBrusk, 25 seconds in, nails it. And there it was. That's too bad. I'm so sad. Yeah, that's unfortunate. So Habs actually won one game against the Bruins back in back on Veterans Day, November 11th for the Americans. American Veterans Day, I should say. Isn't it the same? It's Remembrance Day up in Canada.
It's Remembrance Day in Canada, yeah.
I think I thought it was a different date, but anyway.
It's the same day. I don't know.
Yeah, nope. Habs only take one game against the Bruins. And, oh, yeah, you remember that game in January against Boston? 9-4. Yeah, I remember that barely. But it's Boston, so what can you do? And that brings
also,
us...
Also, we're rebuilding.
Yes. Yeah, that's a... Yeah. As we are. So, overtime loss against the Bruins. We had the game against Calgary this past weekend. And now we are all caught up. Tomorrow, Habs go up against the Oilers in
at
Edmonton. 9
Eastern.
Time. At 9 p.m. Eastern. Yes, that's right. Yes. That is correct. And they start a road trip. Actually, the road trip, I guess, starting in Calgary. So, they got that. Oilers tomorrow. Canucks on Thursday, Kraken on Sunday, and then the Avalanche next week. Oof.
Next Tuesday, yeah. And the Sunday game is a matinee.
Oh,
for
isn't
all
that
sleeper inners and brunchers?
I will be in Miami.
Nice.
Yes, I agree. It's going to be very nice.
Hell yeah.
Never been to Miami. Ever in my life.
I have never been to... I've been to Tampa multiple times, and I've been to Jacksonville once.
I'm going to bro it up with all the bros and broettes.
Do it. Do it.
It's going to be so much fun. Let's see.
Wear
so,
your sunscreen.
Yeah, okay. So it's... how is the month of March going for the Habs? 2 wins so far in the month. I guess it could be worse.
They've still got 5 games to go.
6.
Yeah, I can't count. Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm a woman.
Yeah.
Anything is possible.
And we let you vote.
And you let me vote. And drive a car.
Death sentence. Imagine. We are very, very appreciative of
anything
women
is possible.
On this podcast.
Tomorrow's probably going to be... For the people who love to watch hockey and also love the Habs.
Yeah. Actually, how are the Oilers doing this year? I am going to look at that. Oilers are... Oh, yeah, they're in it. They're in the playoff mode right now. Second in the Pacific, it looks like.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, they have that one crazy thing where the Predators have more points than... Oh, and the Kings came back? Man, what a weird season the Kings have been having. They're great.
I don't know.
They're great.
Mark
they're terrible.
Like
they're great again.
Finding witches to sell his soul to or something.
Yeah. As one does. So there's that. I did mention the Rocket. Because a great development happened with the Rocket, if anyone's been paying attention. Whereas, David Reinbacher is coming from Europe to play with Laval. Happened today. He was assigned to the Rocket. Yes. And I was just going to look up when their next game is.
Because they had a bad game last night. They lost 7-1 against the Marlies.
Yeah, that does happen. Granted, they had a triumph of a game against them some weeks ago. Whatever the last game was. So that's nice. I suppose. Yep, there it was. 7-1. Next game. Against Belleville on the 22nd, which is Friday. So Friday, we'll see the debut of David Reinbacher, 19 years old as Slafkovský.
Oh, speaking of Slap, he threw a little bit of shade today. Hold on, let me find it really quick. Da, da, da. He said that he was going to reach out to Reinbacher, now that he's been assigned to Laval. And he said, for sure, I'll text him good luck, and I'll probably see him more now on my Instagram whenever I open it because you guys are going to write about him every day. Meaning the media. I love Slaff. He's so funny.
I remember I did watch that today and I thought that was pretty, that was very funny.
Speaking of Slaff, this and as our friend Dominique has found today, there are multiple players who have songs named after them on Spotify. But Slaff has one from a Czech from a Czech Chechen group. I do not know how to pronounce their name, but the name of the song is called Juraj Slefkovský. It's all capitals. The album is made in Czechia. And at one point in the song, his draft announcement is a sampled in the song. The band is I'm and I do not speak Czech, but it's Pastav Baku. It's a, I think it's a group. It's like it's a multiple like Chechen
It's
rappers.
a super group.
It's yeah, it's three different rappers. Oh wait, I think. Okay, so there's one. Okay, so there's the main guy. Okay, there's three main guys that rap on most of the album, and then they add or subtract a couple of other guys during different tracks. But the whole album is called Made in Czechia, and it looks like this on Spotify. And Juraj Slefkovský
Oh.
has his song. There's a Cole Caulfield song. There's a Kirby Doc song. The Nick Suzuki and the Kirby Doc songs are in French. And there's a Cole Caulfield song that I haven't listened to. But there's of course a bunch of Carey Price ones. But yeah, if you ever get bored, just look on your music streaming app of choice and just search hockey player names and they'll come up. The Nick Suzuki one, I translated the chorus. And it says, we held the gun, we don't hold hands anymore. I'm gonna pull you like Suzuki. I'm hurting your goalie.
Hurting?
Yeah.
I wonder what that's a reference to. Remember that time when
Hurt, no,
Suzuki.
hurting with a T. Hurt.
Hurting. I know. I realize that.
I don't know. I mean,
Suzuki.
that's translated from French, so it probably sounds different in Quebecois.
I
I'm
wonder
hurt. I'm
about
hoarding
that.
your goalkeeper. Yeah, but it's about dealing drugs and having guns and whatever. And they're just like, we're gonna reference Nick Suzuki. And then the oh,
Hell
the sorry,
yeah.
the Kirby Doc one is in English, but they say like we're something about like pulling a bunch of hoes. We're in Montreal. I'm Kirby Doc,
Oh.
kind of thing. It's like all it's so funny. Just like all of
Is
these
there a
like
story we don't
rappers.
know about, Mr. Doc?
Please tell us, Kirby Doc.
Please tell us, Kirby Doc. I mean, you have a lot of time on your hands.
He does him. A friend of mine, a friend of ours, their friend was working and it was the weekend of the Leafs game and Kirby
Boo.
Doc, Cole Caulfield, Christian Dvorak, and one Mitch Marner were spotted eating together at this person, our friend's friend's place of business.
So, Mitch Marner, Hab for
Mitch Marner
life.
is coming to the Habs.
You heard it here first, everybody. We got the inside track.
So
I wonder who Mitch knows. I wonder who he played with.
Nick Devo,
I get. Well, I think Devo is a bit older. I'm thinking of like junior. See, I
I
can't
guess it'd
even.
be Nick.
I can't remember who Marner played for in junior either. That sucks.
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Was
We
he
can
on
bring
the
him
Gelf?
himself
Was
and
he
his
on?
hot
Was he
mom.
with Gelf? Storm? Oh yeah, that's right. He does have a hot mom. That's
Yeah.
why they're hanging out with him.
Try
Corey
getting good.
Perry, his influence spreads. Amazing, amazing. That's some great info. Excellent. There was a write-up about Reinbacher coming over to Laval, crossing the pond to continue his professional hockey career on North American ice. And a lot of players were asked about it today too. Slefkovský, of course, among them, Brendan Gallagher, Suzuki as well. So let's see. So the Canadiens announced on Monday, that's today, that the 19-year-old defenseman has been assigned to the Laval Rocket following 2 seasons with EHC Kloten in the Swiss National League. His team was awful. They did not do well. Reinbacher could make his debut with the Habs AHL affiliate in the coming days. The Hohenems. Ooh. Oh, right. He's Austrian. Right? I think so. AUT?
I think so.
Hohenems, Austria native. Right? Oh, my God. I think so. Was picked fifth overall by the Canadiens in last year's draft, becoming the highest selected Austrian born defenseman. Yes. In NHL history. Reinbacher. Reminds me of Carey Price. Signed an entry-level contract with the club on July 5, 2023, last year. The Rocket are currently on a five-game road trip with stops to come in Belleville, Toronto, and Utica.
Ooh. What? Ooh.
Utica's not far from me. That's why.
Are you going to be in the vicinity?
Am I
going
to be in Miami? I don't know. One sec. I got to look at this now. I'll be back. Oh, shit. I might do that. I might make the trip Wednesday.
It'll be tough. Do it. And that's right after your birthday.
It's right after my birthday. Yes, it is. Right after my birthday. Thank you for remembering. Okay. I have a dentist appointment that day.
Oh, on your birthday or after your birthday?
After my birthday.
Oh, okay.
I'm one of those dipshits that takes a day off of my birthday, and I'm just like, ugh.
No, I also took a day off for my birthday.
The thing is, so I'm coming back from Miami on Monday, and then my birthday is Tuesday, and I'm not going to do a damn thing because Miami's going to be a lot.
You're going to have sun poisoning.
Sun poisoning, yes. Yes. Yes, that's exactly true. I wouldn't phrase it any other way. But sun poisoning.
You can have sun poisoning.
It's going to be bad.
Dave, when you get melanoma.
Look how nice my skin melanoma. Look at me. I'm just fine. Thanks for the concern.
I know how old you're turning.
So. Oh, yeah, I know. Believe me. I had some health stuff come up. I'm getting an ultrasound tomorrow because one of my organs are failing.
Oh.
Just my liver. It's fine.
It's fine. That regenerates.
Here's the funny thing. My mother, so I told my mom, and she was like, well, it's probably just a fatty liver. And then she's like, oh, wait a second. I forgot you're turning 37. Maybe you should cut back a bit. Like minutes later, she's like, wait a second.
I wonder
how old is my only son?
Like, imagine if you could like go in like when you're younger and be like, can you just like take a piece of this off and like save it for later?
Oh yeah, I need it.
So that way you could like have it for when you need it, when you ruined your liver.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of crazy because I'm not like a crazy drinker. I don't drink at home like at all. Like, I only drink on the weekends.
He does not drink at home.
And I'm not even, like, binge drinking. But I got the call back from my new doctor, and they were like, your liver enzymes are 7 times baseline in your blood. I was like, what? Jesus Christ. So whatever the blood test is for judging enzymes in the blood, blah, blah, blah. And now everyone's like, oh, ultrasound. So I'm going to check how Dave Jr. is doing and go from there.
I have had ultrasounds, but I've never had an external one, so consider yourself lucky.
I know. I can't wait. Utica is only an hour and a half from me, so I'll be a nice drive out into
mid-New
York.
Perfect.
I wonder if there is a electric vehicle charger at the... There is in Syracuse, another hour away. Utica. I'm trying to think if I've ever been there. I've always been to the Syracuse one for the crunch to catch the rocket. But I don't think I've been to the Utica one in
Utica Comets.
Yes, the Comets. And they are the affiliate of Jersey, I think. Mm. The Devils. Mm. Mm. The Devals, who used to be in Albany, and that would have been super cool. Because I could just fucking...
But then they said, fuck Dave.
Yes, they did. And then they went to Binghamton or wherever. And then they went somewhere else, and now they're in Utica. So that team bounces around a lot, those freaking jerks. At some point, they'll be in Jersey, and then the nightmare will end for that team.
Or will it just begin? In New Jersey.
Oof. I don't like going to Jersey. I was there recently, watched the Habs lose live. It was awesome.
Live.
Awesome.
From New Jersey, it's the Habs losing.
Yeah. You only drove 2.5 hours. Spent a whole Saturday.
Hey, I
No, it's a
listen,
privilege. I'm happy to watch the Habs. I love those guys.
my first Bell Center game was the Habs versus the Leafs on Saturday night, losing to John Tavares in overtime. That was rough.
That sucks.
I mean, it was, don't get me wrong, it was a great fucking time, but that loss sucked.
Trying to think what my first game was at the Bell Center. It was a bit ago. I think they lost in overtime. Oh no, the first time I was at the Bell Center actually was for a playoff game viewing. I remember
Ooh.
watching like back in, oh geez, which playoff was it though? Oh, Jeff Petrie fucked it though. I remember bad play and then yep, there it was. Damn. I think it was against the Rangers. Anyway, there's that. I am running pitifully low on Habs news. Oh, the Radio Teledon. $212,000 this year.
Fuck yeah.
Good job, everybody. All
Good
of that, it's
job.
presented by Bell. Boo.
Move.
Impressive. Yep, $212,000. Raised to get underprivileged youth active. Yep, the amount makes this year's event one of the most successful additions to date. There's a whole write-up on the Canadiens website if you are so inclined to read. Stay in school, people.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's all I got.
That's all I got too. Well, how are you liking the Sopranos?
I like it. I'm still on season two, but it's because like
Christopher.
sometimes it's just where I'm like, I cannot focus on this right now.
Yeah, it is a bit. You gotta.
It's like reading a very large novel.
Yeah.
It's very good. I'm very much enjoying it. What did I watch recently? Oh, I finished a show that I started multiple times forever ago and never finished. It's called Wentworth. It's an Australian show about an Australian women's prison. I'm pretty sure I've mentioned it on the podcast before a couple years ago. But I finished that finally.
Good work.
Which was good.
Satisfying finishing a
Yes.
show.
So I finished that. I'm still watching The Sopranos. I want more from AJ. I feel
I have such opinions about him.
like I know I'm only in season two, but I feel like he's still just like furniture a little bit, or like they bring him in like I know it's still early. It's still early, but I'm just like, come on, I want more from this kid.
Yeah.
And like, Dave, you've watched The Americans, right?
No, haven't.
You Dave, I swear to fuck, you would love it. You would love it. But for the people who have watched The Americans, I am wondering if he is going to end up like the daughter from The Americans. And that's all I'm gonna say because Dave has not watched it.
Appreciate it.
But yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, AJ, the coolest thing about AJ in the show to me is that he has an impressive collection of nu metal and industrial metal t-shirts.
Wasn't there like an article about that? Like after the show,
I
or
think there was.
there was like TV articles. I mean, like TV articles, news articles about like there were articles written about that. I remember seeing stuff.
There are episodes where AJ's wearing like a Fear Factory t-shirt. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
He has like a Moonspell poster. It's like nobody listens to Moonspell. I know who they are, but it's like of all the mediums to see this, I didn't expect it on HBO, right? That sort of thing. So AJ's character is really interesting in that regard. But as I said, I have opinions about him.
I don't like the sister.
Meadow?
The, no, I like Meadow,
Meadow's
Anthony's
cool.
sister. What's her name?
Oh, fucking Janice.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
like
she is
Janice.
a. Oh, Janice,
Yeah,
that move. She's a piece of work. She. Oh,
and
it's.
it's funny, like I feel like by now, like I should always see like the deaths coming, and I still am like, oh, that person just got shot. Okay. I'm like, or then I'll be like, oh, this person's about to die. And they do not.
It
They don't.
is
Like,
a great show.
it is really good. It is really well done. I am enjoying it very much.
It's like people say it's one of those shows that kind of it's the template for modern TV today,
Yeah.
essentially. And yeah, I mean at when it first came out, I remember, I was in high school and people were raving about it. And I was like, whatever. until I broke my wrist one summer. I watched the entire first season and I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
This is really interesting.
Yeah. And I like Christopher. I think like
Christopher.
I feel like I find him relatable just because he's like, he's trying really hard, but he also just fucks up me. But then like, and I remember I messaged you guys about this, but that girl who was like I saw her in Mr. Holland's Opus and I was like, she definitely was like my first crush and I had no idea. And I'm sad that like she was only in the one episode, like she doesn't come back.
Her and Jon Favreau, like the actual Jon Favreau as well. Yeah, there's some interesting cameos in that show too.
Yeah.
Pay attention to whenever, did you get to like any of the poker, the high stakes poker games that they have?
Yeah, with that guy from like the outdoor store.
Yeah. So pay attention to who plays cards in those games, and there's some random like real world celebrities in those games.
Okay.
It's very, very fun to notice them. Actually, I think that particular one, I think Frank Sinatra's kid was in that.
Yeah, they mentioned that he's there. Good. Yeah.
There's another celebrity or two later in the show that's like, holy crap. And
I'll keep that.
And then Sopranos. So cool. No, I'm glad you're liking it.
I am very much enjoying it. It's just I'm not like binging it. I'm sipping it like a nice beverage.
Yes. I'm also watching The Sopranos a repeat since it's the 25th anniversary. I think I'm on season 5, maybe. And so that's coming along. Season 6 is a bit of a apparition because it's literally like 20 episodes long. It's a long season to, you know, wrap everything up. But the other show I've been watching, Bad Batch on Disney Plus, about the clone troopers in the transition between movie 3 and movie 4 for Star Wars, which I really enjoy. And I think it's cool. I think it's some of the best stuff. Any of the animated Clone Wars stuff is like peak Star Wars. I really enjoy it. Aside from that, I finished up Masters of the Air on Apple TV, which I thought was incredible because I'm a big old war guy.
Yes.
And the only other thing I'm going to mention is a show I'm really interested in watching. I might watch an episode tonight, actually, is something called Manhunt, again on Apple TV, which follows the assassination of Abraham Lincoln and the investigation into catching John Wilkes Booth. And I think that's super interesting.
Have not started it yet, but I have added Severance to my watch list.
Oh, yes.
Because you mentioned it and I was like, yeah, okay. And it like the vibe, I watched the like preview or whatever on Apple TV and I'm like, okay, yes, this is definitely my vibe. And then I forget what it was, but I saw something on TikTok about it. I'm like, yes, I need to watch this. I don't know when I will start it, but I do intend to watch it relatively soon.
It's very, I'm salivating for the second season. I can't wait for it.
When I start watching it, I don't think I'm going to like feel the same way, but it gives me like dark being John Malkovich vibes.
Take John Malkovich, ram it into Office Space a little bit, and then make it dark. There's a very
That's perfect. There's a very twisted
under.
I love Office Space. I love dark.
Perfect. Yeah, there's a very twisted dark thing to it all, and it's like, ooh,
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's cool.
Back to Star Wars for a second. Sure. A new teaser came out for Acolyte.
Acolyte, it would be, yeah.
Cool. I just wanted to make sure that you knew about that.
I actually didn't know about that.
Yes. I saw the poster for it, which looked really cool.
Acolyte.
It's a lightsaber handle, but instead of the lightsaber, it's a blood streak in front of the handle, which I was like, that's a cool poster. I'm interested. But, yeah.
Jesus, who the hell put this together? Leslie Headland?
That's a fake name.
Trying to see who is in this show. Wow, a lot of people I don't know. Oh my god. Executive producers, who's the writer? I need to know who wrote this thing. Doesn't really say. 8 episodes, all right, cool. Oh, I'm looking for it, why not? Acolyte is set at the end of the High Republic era. Ooh. That's right. Approximately 100 years before Star Wars Episode 1. Oh, this is like a prequel, a long prequel. So we're talking about like old school Jedi shit.
Leslie Headland is the writer.
Yeah. Yep. I got Leslie Headland. She
She wrote Russian
is.
Doll, that series
Oh.
with Natasha
Cool.
Lyonne.
Yep. Interesting. All right. Yeah, I'll check that out.
Yeah.
I mean, oh my God, they. A mandala? What the actress's name?
No, if it what's her last name?
Stenberg.
Yeah, okay, so remember when they made Annie and they had the little black girl be Annie? That was her.
Oh no
And
shit.
I
How long
think
ago was that?
that was a long time ago. And I'm pretty sure she was also Rue in the Hunger Games.
Okay, cool. Oh, good for her. I did not
Oh no,
expect
wait. I
that.
think I'm lying about Annie. I think that was Kovenzine Wallace.
Oh, still, even so. Regardless, this girl's name's Amanda
Yeah,
Law.
her name's Amanla. She was in The Hate U Give, Everything Everything, which is the book is better, but also good. She was in Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. She was Rue in The Hunger Games.
All right. Oh, she was a kid in the Hunger Games. Jesus.
Huh?
She was a kid in the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Jesus. Well, good for
She was
her.
in Across the Spider-Verse,
Yeah.
Dear Evan Hansen.
Oh, activist for LGBT youth. Atta girl.
Yes.
Excellent. Yeah, okay. I'll check that out. We've never had media set in the High Republic age of Star Wars, aside from like video games. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do
That
with it
shall
live
be
action.
interesting.
I like that. I can deal with that.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, cool. Unfortunately, not a ton of
See
Habs
to.
news, as usual, but we'll see how it all works out. Yeah, I'll be away this week. Next game, of course, as we said, is tomorrow night
Tomorrow.
against Oilers. Up against Connor McDavid.
Gonna be greasy.
Yeah, it's gonna be a greasy one. Yeah, the Habs and Oilers sometimes, man, they're out for each other.
Yeah.
We'll see how it
Which is
works
fine.
out.
I'm not mad about it.
Yeah,
And
it's.
we get to look at Leon Draisaitl, so.
Yeah, that's fine too. Good old German boy. I
Yeah.
wonder what the odds are Reinbacher plays with the Habs at some point this season. If enough injuries happen.
I
Well,
think
now I'm thinking, say a bunch of defensemen are injured for whatever reasons. The Habs, it's going to happen. Do they bring up Reinbacher, give him taste of the big show, or.
Logan.
Ooh, that's going to be a. I know things
They
are in
will
the
make
past a
them.
bit, but oh boy.
Yeah. That will be interesting to see.
It will be.
I think
Something
it
to look
also
forward to.
depends on the Rocket and their
Oh yeah, their
playoffs.
situation. They've
Yeah, their
been
situation.
like they were terrible to start the season. They had a bit
Yeah.
of a boost. Jesus, like for a few weeks, but then yeah, then they just cratered again. Granted, with that being said, always a fun team to watch, no matter
Yes.
what. I'm trying to find where they are because they are not doing well.
All the hockey apps are terrible.
The AHL one actually isn't too bad, but yeah, Rocket are not in playoff contention. Granted, yeah, they're starting to slip. 3 points out from the available wild card spot in the North Division because I think North Division. Out of 17s, five go into it with two wild cards or something like that. It's, they do like a weird play-in round and all that stuff. I don't have it off the top of my head what it is exactly, though. But they're down. So, what can you do?
It's okay. We will see what happens. Lots of things can happen,
There's a
even
team.
though.
Co Coachella has a team?
Yeah, it's a place.
It's.
It's a place that people live in.
I had no idea. I thought it was
Yeah.
literally the name of the.
No, it's named after the place.
I've been on this earth for almost 4 decades. I just learned that.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to go. A
Yeah.
little
Speaking of
early,
food.
only because we don't have a whole lot to talk about,
Yeah.
but that's what happens.
Have you seen the Knock Loose set from Coachella last year?
No, I
The
don't watch too many Coachella sets. The
just
last.
the audience like the audience shots when they're like because they were the scary bit. Have you listened to Knock Loose at all?
Not really.
Oh. They're like a harder like I'll send you like a link or something. They're like they were the scary selection for 2023's Coachella.
Oh,
They do like the mosh pits and the crowd killing and like the hardcore dancing and whatever, and like they're screaming and stuff, and very much me in high school, and also me in my car on my way home from work
Oh,
now.
nice.
But it's just funny, like seeing people like that are not into that type of music at all, like in the crowd at Coachella, being like, "What
What just happened?
is happening?"
I kind of
Anyway.
wonder if that's what happened with Marc Riboulet, because I watched his set at Coachella, and then I saw him live in Montreal a couple of months ago. We have Marc Riboulet fans listening. I'm so sorry. But they were
We're
both
joking.
terrible sets. I understand. This guy can make a pop-up anywhere on a street. If he's doing anything else but that, it's balls. Low-hanging, saggy, hairy balls.
That's descriptive.
Well, that's what I was thinking of
That is
when I was standing there in the
descriptive.
cold at Igloo Fest, listening to whatever he was doing on stage, which was not compelling. Talented guy, just goddamn, not great. I
I think
guess
he also did
I
like
think I just got unlucky.
amateur wrestling.
What?
Okay, I just sent it to you because Veronica's gonna be like, what the fuck is this?
Okay, we'll do that.
Anyway.
Yeah, we're out. Okay, everybody,
Okay.
thanks for listening. Like and subscribe, etc.
Bye. Have a good week.
Bye bye bye
We'll see you when we
bye
see you.
bye. Bye 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 bye.